Chapter 3. Bodger meets a bear cub. Luath followed his instincts to travel west, and soon the animals were far away. By evening, Bodger was very tired, so they found a place to sleep. Luath lay next to Bodger, and Tau was between Bodger's paws. Soon they were warm and comfortable. In the morning, Bodger walked to a pool to drink some water. Luath and Tau were anxious to continue their journey, but they waited for their friend. That afternoon, an exhausted Bodger fell down next to a river. Luath pushed his friend with his nose, and Tau moved his body against Bodger's head, but the old dog didn't move. Finally, they left him and went to find food.
I know how to move that old Bodger,
thought Tau. He put a dead bird under the dog's nose. The temptation was irresistible, and Bodger slowly stood and ate hungrily. In minutes, the bird was only feathers. Bodger, very satisfied, lay on the ground and went to sleep again. Soon it was night, and everything was silent. Suddenly, something moved in the bushes. It was a bear cub. The curious cub walked slowly in Bodger's direction and hit him on the nose with its paw. Bodger's eyes opened and he growled aggressively. But the cub wasn't afraid. It started to play with the dog and hurt him in several places. At that moment, Tau arrived and saw his friend in danger. He jumped at the bear cub and scratched its back with his claws. The little cub started to cry. The mother bear heard her cub and came to save it, but Tau quickly disappeared behind a tree. The angry mother bear saw Bodger next to the river. She walked in his direction, but Tau jumped out and distracted her. The two animals stood still, ready to attack each other. A noise in the bushes surprised the enemies. It was Luath. He stood next to Tau, showing his teeth ferociously. The frightened bear turned and disappeared into the bushes with her cub.